USA Radio News.
I'm meeting with President Putin next week and getting along, let me tell you, getting along with Russia and getting along with China and getting along with other countries is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
President Donald Trump firing up his base at a rally Thursday night in Great Falls, Montana. On Monday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, President Donald Trump is set to announce his Supreme Court nominee. Georgetown Law Professor Jonathan Turley believes President Trump will choose someone a lot like Neil Gorsuch.
I think that what President Trump has said is that he wants to get another nominee in the same mold as Neil Gorsuch. You know, I testified in favor of Neil Gorsuch in the Senate Judiciary Committee because I considered him an intellect of the first order.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
As Amazon continues to expand, one of the things they are working towards is their own delivery service, so they will not have to rely on UPS, USPS, FedEx, and DHL. Lee Gallagher is an editor with Forbes. She talks about how much Amazon is expanding.
Amazon has surging demand. It has not stopped in this race to give us faster, better, cheaper at our doorstep. It's really taking the supermarket and the mall and bringing it to us. If you think about it, that is enormously complicated, and it's really maxed out Amazon's ability to use partners like, you know, the USPS, DHL, UPS, FedEx. It's using them all to the max.
And so now, can they not keep up with the demand? Is that the problem?
It's so much. It's just so much that's the problem. And of course, it's going to grow from here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Prime is, relatively speaking, still pretty new, and it already is enormous.
Veteran broadcaster Ed Schultz is dead. Schultz died reportedly of natural causes at his home in Minnesota. He was 64 years old. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
If you're looking to lose a few pounds and maybe struggling, one of the things is maybe you're not getting enough sleep. Research now shows that if you get less than 6 hours sleep, you're going to have trouble losing weight. Conversely, if you sleep over 8 hours, you may have trouble losing weight as well. So if you're having problems sleeping, though, Dr. Jill Ashton joined ABC's Good Morning America, and she says, first off, before you try some natural supplements or try some environment things, you have to make sure that there's nothing major going on with you medically.
You need to first exclude true medical causes for sleep. So I want you to take a look at this list because this is really, really important. People are finding themselves waking up in the middle of the night. It could be a cardiac issue, something called PND. If you find yourself short of breath, you wake up in the middle of the night, you have to sit up in bed with your legs hanging over or prop yourself up on two or more pillows. That could indicate a serious cardiac issue. Going to the bathroom once a night is okay. 2, 3, and 4 times a night, not okay. Cough could be anything from postnasal drip to GE reflux. And then sleep apnea. These are serious medical causes that have to be excluded before we can tackle the behavior in the environment.
And what can be done to help you get a good night's sleep?
Look at the environment. There are a lot of great products on the market, from weighted blankets to temperature-controlled mattress pads, lavender. Melatonin can be used with caution because it is a sleep hormone. But again, make sure that room is cool, dark, quiet, and remove anything with a screen at least an hour before you go to bed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.